Good day, Mike Powers with KWIN News. The Walker County Coroner's Office has officially opened a new morgue facility, marking a major step forward in serving the community. The new facility is dedicated in memory of former coroner Bill McGill, who served Walker County for more than two decades and was known for his compassion and commitment to public service. Current coroner Billy Sims says the opening represents more than just a new building, calling it a continuation of a legacy focused on caring for families in difficult times. Officials say the modern facility will improve the county's ability to conduct death investigations while maintaining a high level of professionalism and respect. The coroner's office also thanked Chairwoman Angie Teams and the Walker County Board of Commissioners for their support in making the project possible. Leaders say the new facility will strengthen services for Walker County residents for years to come. Georgia State Senate District 53 candidate Lanny Thomas says he is recovering and plans to remain active in his campaign following a recent medical emergency. In an update released on Sunday, Thomas said he's on the road to recovery after suffering a severe health event 2 weeks ago that required surgery around his heart. According to the campaign, Thomas is recovering well and is expected to make a full recovery. The release states that Thomas and his medical team are confident in his ability to serve as state senator if elected. Thomas also expressed gratitude to God and the medical professionals who treated him during the emergency. Among those recognized was Chuck Huffstetler, an anesthesiologist at Advent Health Redmond, who was part of Thomas's care team. Thomas says he plans to complete his rehabilitation and return home by the end of next week. He's also encouraging voters to participate in the upcoming runoff election on April 7th. Thomas is the Republican candidate in the Georgia State Senate District 53 runoff race, which will be decided by voters across Northwest Georgia. Early voting is underway now. In Marion County, one person was critically injured following a single vehicle crash on I-24 over this past weekend. THP reports the crash happened near mile marker 164 when a 2012 Chrysler 200 traveling east left the roadway, struck a guardrail, and crossed over and hit a concrete barrier. Authorities say the driver, identified as a 62-year-old woman from North Carolina, was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. She was trapped inside the vehicle, extricated by Haletown volunteer firefighters before being taken to the hospital. Officials say no charges are expected. No other vehicles were involved. Travelers in the area now have a new nonstop option to one of the nation's largest airline hubs. Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport has announced the launch of United Airlines service. It's a twice-daily nonstop to Houston's George Bush Intercontinental Airport. The flights, operated by SkyWest Airlines, will run 14 times per week, giving passengers more flexibility and access to destinations across the country and around the world. Airport officials say the new route will strengthen connections to major business centers and provide easier access to United's global network through its Houston hub. Leaders say the service is the result of a coordinated effort among local government, business leaders, and airport officials to support economic growth in the region. And the Braves are back in action tonight at Truist Park, taking on the Oakland A's. Game 2 airtime is 6 o'clock tonight, first pitch at 7:15. You can hear every Braves game right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your local news update. Stay up to date anytime at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.